Hey, listen, they came back, looked like they had a chance. Ninth inning, and the pinch-running pitcher left second base early to try to advance to third base with two outs. And that was it. Game over.
Ball game.
And you had said this to me earlier. So post-game, I'm like, I want to hear what Ricky Bowe has to say. And then I realized, and I'm a big Ben Davis fan, and Ben gave it to him a little bit. But Ben doesn't have – I don't know if Ricky would have survived last night's game. You know what I mean? His head might have exploded right on the set.
Yeah. Yeah, Ben is more, you know, mild man. He's seen a lot of this, right? So
sure.
I think and I think some of it is your anger and frustration sort of leaves you after a while. The one that Neshek was telling the truth when he said it's been about 12 of these.
Yep.
You know,
yeah,
he shouldn't have said it, but some people don't have it left in them, right? It's like, "Oh my God, not again." You know, this is how you lose a game. But yeah, I would have thought Ricky Bowe, he can't contain himself. He's like us. You know, Ricky Bowe is a closer, you know.
Closer mentality, total animal.
Man, yeah. Needed a little bit of that last night.
I know they don't let him wear ties anymore.
It's good.
On Comcast, because he might have started choking people.
Yeah. Cuts off his own circulation.
LA's going to join us at 3 o'clock, so we'll get another reliever's opinion on what happened last night. And really, I guess the big picture is, where do they go from here? And does anybody really believe they're still in it? They're still in it. I'm not going to sit here and say they're not, but things got to change quickly.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, I feel the same way. we actually do have some breaking NFL news there, Mr. Reese, that I want to get to as soon as Ben hits the breaking news. All right, two quarterback things. First, Jets trading Teddy Bridgewater. Kind of saw this coming. We knew he was available out there on the market.
Sure.
To the Saints, sources tell Adam Schefter.
Great move by the Saints. Great move for Teddy Bridgewater. Can learn from one of the greatest to ever do it, and Drew Brees, and a pretty damn good coach, especially from an offensive standpoint, in Sean Payton.
Agreed. Yeah, to where he, like, you had said you're not the biggest Teddy guy. I'm not either.
Yeah, I'm not.
I don't think he's a top 20 starting quarterback.
No.
He could be a starter at some point, but I think what he really is a good backup. Mm-hmm. So that's a good. Tom Savage was their quarterback on the roster down there, the Pitt product, and a local kid. But so we'll see if he remains with the team as a third quarterback. But I'm burying the lead because Aaron Rodgers got a contract extension today. I agree. And we're talking about big money, as you would expect. We're talking about $100 million guaranteed, according to a lot of the sources. And not just $100 million guaranteed. He's getting the money now. He gets more than $80 million by March of next year.
Yep.
$80 million.
Yep.
Huge $80 million first-year payout for Aaron Rodgers. So immediately, what do we think about Carson Wentz?
Yeah, it's coming.
So what does he get? Does Carson Wentz get, because as much as we like him, Aaron Rodgers, even though it's been a while since he's won the Super Bowl, he's still considered a surefire Hall of Famer and the best quarterback in the league by a lot of people.
Yeah.
But Carson's not that far behind him.
Exactly. And he's much younger.
So is he a $30
million? Oh, yeah, of course.
Easy?
Of course, yeah. Easily.
I think it's 33.5 is what this ends up averaging out to
he
be.
He may not top Aaron Rodgers and what he's gotten, because that's just Green Bay, and I think the Eagles are a lot smarter. You see what type of team they're able to put around Aaron Rodgers from this point on. You know, he's later in his career. So he's 34 years old, and his career's not over by any stretch of the imagination.
Well,
but
they can't miss on drafts, and they can't miss on guys that they
can't
sign.
Miss on any, yeah, no. You can't miss on anything. So, you know, he's going to take up a large portion of your salary cap, and you know, it's not about being the best in order to be paid the most. You just need to be good, you need to be at the right age, and you need to become a free agent at the right time. All Aaron Rodgers did was set the market for the next group of quarterbacks coming out. I mean, all these guys, I mean, Kirk Cousins, he was the highest paid. Is he the best in the league? No, he was a free agent.
No, he's just the next guy.
Yeah, he's a free agent.
Yep.
Before him, Derek Carr.
Yep.
And, you know, so these guys, it's going, and that's why Aaron Rodgers got what he got. Because those guys got 27, 28 million. Rodgers is looking like, whoa, we got to redo my deal.
But are we going to get the calls from people that are like, well, he's really religious. He doesn't need the money. So maybe he'll take Tom Brady money.
Oh, sure,
money.
You'll get people saying that. Of course you will.
Right? You take Tom Brady money, then you can sign
He's not married
else.
To a model who makes $30 million a year. So, <that's, laughs> you know. And Carson is giving a lot of his money to help building up other countries.
Well, I wouldn't need $30 million a year. Either I would want $30 million a year. There's a difference.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, you may not need it, but you want it. You want what you're worth.
Exactly.
All right, let's go back to the phones here, Ike. We have John in Northeast Philadelphia. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. How are you? Great show today.
Thank you, man.
What up, John?
So I need to rant about Gabe Kapler. Not only are they awful running the bases, not only are they terrible fielding, the lineup this year has been atrocious. Like, I get it. You want to play Rhys Hoskins. He sees more at bats at two. But if Santana, all he does is walk, why is Santana not the second batter? Why is Rhys not driving in more runs? He's had so many solo home runs. It's ridiculous. Like, I'm sick of a manager learning how to manage a team on the fly. And his views are all on analytics. We've had baseball for 100 years. We know how it works. We know he wants to change the game. You know what he sounds like? He sounds like Chip Kelly, where, like, time possession doesn't matter. Like, it's the same theory, just with a different sport. And it's driving me crazy.
I will say, baseball is the one sport. Analytics isn't new to baseball, right? This is the whole Billy Bean theory, and they've been using analytics to make decisions in baseball for some time now. It's just now that more ball clubs are doing it. The Phillies were one of the last teams to get in on it. After Rubin was one of those guys that, basically snubbed his nose up at it. But, you know, this is a different regime. They have an entire analytics department, I believe. They certainly have devoted millions of dollars.
I believe they have more full-time analytics people on their staff than anybody in the league.
Right, so they are all on board with this. And
you know what's weird, though? You don't normally – it hasn't trickled down to the managers like we see. The front office people and the new general managers like Klentak that are being hired are. But
– well, new school managers, if the organization is running it that way –
They're
going to hire a guy who believes in it as well. They aren't going to hire someone who doesn't believe in analytics. So they hired Gabe Kapler because they knew he was all in with this.
Hey, Ben, what was the one where, and you really hear him talking about, where he's talking about Tommy Hunter was the right matchup. And he's talking about how before the game he had said where it's the exact matchup we wanted. Tommy Hunter, they wanted against Bryce Harper, and they wanted Neshek against the righties. Do we have that cut? Can we play it? Here's Kapler postgame explaining this, and this is the analytics stuff we're talking about. Now you go. Problem is he walked him. I just what I've noticed from watching the team this year is that they're not having a lot of success when they bring that reliever out for the second inning. These guys are used to pitching one inning, and you bring them out because you like the matchup, right? But you're bringing them back out. The adrenaline's not there. Running out of the bullpen, even if it's a starting inning, now he's sitting and he's getting cold in the dugout. It's different with a reliever.
Yeah.
You can like to split all you want, but like to split in that inning he comes in.
Well, he should know this. I mean, we're not at the beginning part of the season where he's trying to figure out what he has and how to use them. We're late in the year, and he should have an idea of who he wants to bring in the face as you prepare for the next inning. I'm assuming he does. I see him over there looking at that card all the time. And, you know, he's getting information. He's deciding what he's going to do. Again, I look at last night, and other than the move to bring in Velasquez to pinch run, well, who else are you going to bring in to pinch run? What move preceded that? Well, pulling Rhys Hoskins from left field for defensive purposes. Okay, well, why is he out there in left field?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to have him out there, have him out there.
Yep.
But that lets you know what they think about the defense as well of Rhys Hoskins out there.
It does.
He typically doesn't get you beat, but the biggest thing I see with him is that if it's not a routine play, he's not making the play.
Yeah, if it's hit to him or within distance, but he has no chance of making a
definitely
a
not
great
diving catches
play.
Or anything like that.
So we have L.A. coming up at 3 o'clock. We'll get his opinion on everything. I'm sure that he was fired up after last night's game.
So, please,
He was a little bit opposite of fired up.
Oh, he was just, if I say, I'm not going to say anything.
Well, no, it was one of those.
Apathy set in?
Yeah, it's like, man, I'm shot in the heart again. Like, I can't believe they lost this way.
Two really good polls also up on our Twitter, at MarksReeseWIP, where a lot of people blaming Klentak just as much as Gabe Kapler, and I think that's fair. I do. This is the GM. GM hired the manager. Gabe's done a good job this year. But at some point, I'm not going to criticize Matt Klentak and blame him for mental mistakes, terrible base running, and bad defense. That falls on the manager. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Markson and Reese, we have the great Larry Anderson coming up next. Don't go anywhere.